young people rediscover life after a landslide in the Philippines wipes their village off the map. A Shia cleric challenges Hezbollah, saying they don't represent Lebanon's Shiite moderates or their wish for a multi-faith democratic society. In China, mothers of victims of the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown call for justice, and Christians in southern India protest attacks on their community while the culprits go free. These are just some of the stories you might not be reading about in your local paper or hearing about on the TV news. They're just a sampling of the kinds of undercovered stories that one Catholic news agency is making its business, though, to report. They're also the kinds of stories that Christians in some parts of the world are very keen to hear, to know they're not forgotten by the rest of us.
There are Christians and Catholics in Asia, above all, in a situation where there is no freedom of religion, which read Asian news to understand much more about the word of the Pope, what the Church is, what the Church mission is about, so to stay in some way linked with the Universal Church.
Father Bernardo Cervellera is a member of PIME, the Pontifical Institute for Foreign Missions, a community for apostolic life. He's talking about the fast-growing online Asia News website. Having lived many years as a missionary in China and in Hong Kong, Father Cervellera turned into an expert on the Internet, perhaps out of necessity. But later, it was to become his very mission. After leaving Asia to return to Rome for a 5-year assignment as director of the International Vatican News Agency, Fides, in 2003, Father Cervellera created AsiaNews.it. Until then, Asia News had been around for some 2 decades as a monthly paper magazine with a limited readership. Today, AsiaNews.it is available in English, Italian, and Chinese to a worldwide public, except in places where some of its pages are censored by authorities. You'll see from their homepage that the service covers the whole of Asia, including the Middle East. Well, I caught up with Father Cervellera at his Asia News office at PIME headquarters, not far from the Vatican. He told me more about how the edition works and who takes notice.
The most important reason why we started the online edition, the daily edition of Asia News, was because we saw that information has become something day by day. If you don't intervene in the news, in the mentality of the people, while events are happening, it will be difficult to express your interpretation, to stress the value of an event, and so on. So because of the changing world of the information, we had to change also our instruments. So the monthly magazine was no more efficient. And we started the daily edition, which has been quite a success, because we started it when in Europe, in Italy, and also perhaps in some part of the world, not in the US, because the US was already well experienced in this aspect, because Asia was bursting as a topic about economy, topic about politics, and also Middle East was becoming a very, very important topic about politics. So we started Asia News in a moment in which everybody or every people in the world, they were interested in Asia, to understand Asia, to understand the Asian market, to understand the Asian people.
You think that had something to do, this was 2003 more or
yeah.
less, so a couple of years after the yeah. September 11th.
On one hand, for the interest in Middle East, it is due to the September 11 and to the war against terrorism. So people are more interested now about Islam. They want to understand what is Islam, what is terrorism, which link there is between these two topics, and how is the situation of the population in the Middle East, and also what is the situation of Christians in the Middle East. Because people were talking about these situations just as an exotic destination for holidays, but nobody would care about the situation of Christians and churches, persecution and so on. As for the Far East, the point is that the Far East in the year 2003 slightly before, China above all, had become the most important economic giant in Asia. All Asia was growing in importance from the point of view of the economy, and so people wanted to know from us what was the situation, what were the possibilities, also to be interested in the churches and in the freedom of religion in China, in Vietnam, in Laos, and Myanmar, and so on. Because, and this is one of the main points in the manifesto, in the statement of Asia News, this is freedom of religion is very important for the societies, because freedom of religion is the first of all the human rights. So if freedom of religion is stressed, then also the other human rights, so respect for life, respect for freedom of association, so press freedom, and freedom for traveling and so on, all these other human rights will be respected.
Do you find that people turn to Asia News for a reflection of how the Vatican is thinking on certain subjects?
Yeah. Now, we know, for example, many embassies or personalities in China, in Vietnam, and so on, they look at Asia News trying to understand a little bit more about the mentality of the Vatican or of the Church on some topics.
What is your relationship exactly with the Holy See?
Asia News belongs to the Pontifical Institute for Foreign Mission, so we are not an official Vatican agency. We serve the Vatican because we serve the Church, we serve the Pope, so we try to stress to the world the words of the Pope, or to stress to the world the dimension of the mission of the Church.
How many subscribers do you have today, and who would be the kind of person who would subscribe to you? You mentioned that there are ambassadors, there are government officials even who are looking to Asia News for information about how the Church thinks about certain issues. But who else might be among your subscribers?
Oh, among our subscribers there are a lot of people. First of all, we don't have real subscribers, we have readers, because another choice we have done for Asia News is that our information should be free, because we serve the churches in Asia, the peoples in Asia, and so we don't want them to pay for the information, although we always ask some sponsors to help us. So we have readers, not subscribers, and we have around 600 per day readers, individual readers, and above all 70 gigabytes per month, which are taken and read from Asia News. So our readers, from emails we receive or feedbacks that we receive, can be the poor Chinese, Catholic Chinese in Beijing or in Guangdong, or the bishops in Sydney, or bishops in India. Our readers are many Catholic journalists in Asia who use our information to spread this news also in Asia on their papers. And in Italy, what is very, very curious is that we have a very balanced information. So there are people from the right and from the left, no globals and conservatives, let us say, or traditional. We have all kinds of readership, because we try just to inform the people on facts and interpretation of the news. We give it through our editorials.
Mm-hmm. You have a worldwide outreach.
Yeah.
But you have a very small staff. How do you manage it, and where do you get your stories from? Who contributes?
We have a relatively small staff in Italy, but we have, around Asia, we have 30 correspondents. Also, I would say, our correspondents, most of them, they are Catholic journalists who work already for some papers in their countries. And they accept to work also for us. Secondly, we have all the web of the missionaries, the PIME missionaries, first of all, who are in Asia, but also other missionaries and bishops who are gladly, sometimes they send to us information, or we interview them, or our correspondent interview them. Our news come from all this web of people and missionaries and bishops in Asia. About the small staff, yes, we know that we all overwork and we don't have any time for rest, is very little.
Asia News challenges the secular international media, I think, to sit up and take notice of the smaller stories that often get overlooked in the international media.
I wouldn't say smaller stories, human stories. Many times, for example, the big media, they are interested in the Chinese economy, India politics, the war in the Middle East, or the oil, the price of the oil in the Middle East, and so on. But they are not aware that all these topics, they have influence on daily life, on the people's daily life. And so people's daily life should be the measure, the criteria through which try to find solutions to this problem. So this is why we focus also these big political or economic problems, but through the eyes of the people, in order not to forget that the economy should be at the service of human beings and politics should be at the service of human beings. Also, one more thing is that we stress freedom of religion as the best important way to help economy, peace, and reconciliation, and political dialogue in the world. So I would say that we are quite successful in this correction of the big media in the world, because since we started up to now, we see that many big televisions or newspapers in the world, now they are more willing to publish these kinds of news.
And a very warm thanks there to missionary Father Bernardo Cervellera, director of AsiaNews.it and member of the Pontifical Institute for Foreign Missions. And of course, if you'd like to take a look at their website and have more information about the kinds of stories available, just check it out. It's www.AsiaNews.it.